ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Tumah is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nata Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
We will now begin Be'ezer Hashem and Maseches Tumah. As the Hakdama will quote the Lashon of the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Tumah, Perek Daor Halacha Yud Gimel. Hilchos Tumah is in Sefer Karbonis, it's the final Halacha is over there. And Rambam finishes off Sefer Karbonis and he says as follows, Afa Pisha Kol Chukei HaTorah Gzei Reisim, K'mesh Shebiyarnu B'Soif Me'ilo, Roy lisbainin behem. Bechol shati yochel litain loitam, tain loitam. Although all the mitzvahs are gezeiras hakosav, we don't have to understand the tam. Still, the Rambam says if one is able to understand the tam, he should give a tam. And he continues, Harei omru chachamim harishainim, shamelach shlim mahivin reiva taimim, shal kol chuki hatayra. Therefore, the Rambam continues and he says, Yeroy li, shezesh omra hakosav, vahoyahu smrosigi hakodesh. This is the lashon of the pasuk in Parshas Buchukaisai. Where the parasha of Tumah is, Perek Chof Zayin, Pasuk Yud, the Pasuk says, Lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer oisoi, toiv b'ro ira b'toiv, v'im homer yomer behemo b'behemo, v'hoya hu usmrasa yi yakodesh. The Torah gives a lav for one to try to switch the Kedusha from one behemo to a different behemo, toiv b'ra, if he tries to switch a better animal for a worse animal, or even rabbi toiv, even if he tries to put the Kedusha onto a different animal, which is better, still he's over the lav, and then as the Pasuk says, v'hoya hu usmrasa yi yakodesh, both of them get a din of Kedusha. And the Rambam explains, Zesh Omer HaKosav V'Yahu Smrasa Yi HaKodesh Ke'inyin Sh'Omer, it's similar to that which we find a different Pasuk, V'im HaMakdish Yigolas Beisoy V'Yosef Chamishas Kesef Erkecha Olov. If one is Makdish his house and afterwards he wants to be paid back from Hegdish, he has to be Moisef a fifth of its value. And he explains, there the Pshat is, Yorda Torah L'Soif Machshavas HaOdom Uktas Yitzor Hara She'tibay Shal Odom Noita L'Harbis Kinyonai V'Lochis Al-Mamoinai. The Torah understood the machshava of a person. By nature, a person is protective of his money. He's always trying to increase his assets. And therefore, the Rambam says, Afu pisha noder v'higdish, even if a person made a neder, and he was makdish something, still efsha shechazer, but he was still afraid that he might be chazer, v'nicham, he regrets that which he did, v'yifta v'pachis mishavyov, he's going to try to buy back the house that he had been makdish for less than its value. And therefore, amra Torah, podala atzma yosef chaymish. The Torah says, if he himself buys it back after he had been makdish it, he has to be moisef a chaymish. Similarly, the Rambam says, is the din of Tumah. V'chinim higdish behima, kedusha saguf, shema yachzer bayi, perhaps he'll be chayzer, he'll regret what he did, v'kiven she'ina yochel livdoisoy, since he knows that he cannot be paid it, once it has kedusha saguf, unless it has a mum, and therefore yachlifeno bepchusam imeno, he's going to try to switch it for an animal of lesser value, v'em titin l'rishus l'achlif harabi yofe. Therefore, even if the Torah would give him permission only to switch an animal of lesser value for an animal of greater value, then Yachlif Hayofa Biroh will also come to switch an animal which is better for an animal which is worse. V'yemer Tovu, and he'll claim that the one that he's giving instead is really the better one. The Fikach Sosam Akosav Bifanov, the Torah closed all options in front of him. Shli Yachlif, he shouldn't make any switch. V'konseim Hichlif, and the Torah gave him a knas if he does try to be Machlif. V'amar V'hayuhu Smrasa Yi HaKodesh. The Torah says if he does try to make such a switch, then both of them, the original carbon and the replacement, will have the kedusha of a carbon. The Rambam then concludes, and this is how he finishes off Sefer Karbonis. He says, "V'chol elu advarim kedei lokuf yitzroy ulesakin deyosov v'roiv din etayra enem elo etzis meirochoik migdol haitzo lesakin adeis uliyasher kol amasim." Most of the mitzvahs of the Torah are also along these lines. The shorish of the mitzvah is to accustom a person and submitting his Yetzihara and straightening his ways. Hakapam, the Rambam is mavur that the Yisayit of the Isser of Tumah is that which he's trying to remove the Kedusha from the behemoth which he had been makdish as a carbon. He's trying to put the Kedusha onto an animal of lesser value. And therefore the Torah gives him a knas, and both animals are hegdish. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Nun Beis in Parshas Bechukaisai, he says slightly different than the Rambam. He says, Mishroshei HaMitzvah, Shirosa Hashem Baruch Hu lahatl meira b'leiv mnei Adam v'chol inyani hegdish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that people should treat inyani hegdish as something which is very severe, very serious. And therefore he says, Alken k'dei l'kvaya b'libeinu meiros inyin hakodesh tziva hakosav l'bal nishan hadvarim. We shouldn't make any changes. Al mekivan sh'neskach ha'behema tia b'kdushosa lo'ilom. A person should know that once he's makdish his behema, there's no way to retract and take back that kedusha. If he does say such a thing that he wants to be machlif, v'tiyena shteim kodesh, ki huba b'maisa of lafgia kedusha, v'tiyah lehebich, shetispashit yoser v'titzvoy sakoyel. So the Sefer Chinuch does not say exactly the way the Rambam says that we're concerned he's going to try to profit by switching a more expensive animal for a less expensive one. As he says, the Yisrael is, we want that a person should know that something which he's makdish, he should take it as something serious, he should know that it's irreversible. If he tries to reverse it and take off the Kedusha, the Torah says the opposite will happen, the Kedusha will spread, and both animals will be Kodesh. Now both from the Rambam and from the Sefer Chinuch, it would seem that the Yisrael of the Isser, the Maisa which he's doing, which the Torah does not allow, and the Torah gives him an English of Malkus if he does this Maisa, as the Mishnah says, is the Chi of Malkus, the Sefer Gesar Boim, is for trying to take off the Kedusha from the original Behemoth. Even though what he tried to do did not actually succeed, the Kedusha was not removed from the original carbon, still for attempting to remove the Kedusha, he's over the Avera and he's Chayiv Malkus. We'll see, however, later on that this is not so Pashut. There is a Tzad in the Achrenim, and this is discussed in the Kilos Yaakov and Simin Beis over here in Temura, as well as in the Chazon Necheskel from Chatzkel Abramsky, and Temura Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph. There are rise to another Tzad, and that is the Yisrael of the Isser Temura, and that which he gets Malkus, is that which he's being Mechel, he's placing a new Kedusha on the second animal. It's not for the attempt to remove the Kedusha from the first carbon, but that which he takes the Behemoth of Chun and he gives it a Din Temura on it, for making the Chalais Kedusha through a Maisa Temura, that's the Ve'er which he's over, and on that he gets Malkus. We'll see more about this Nidin later on in Daf Gimel. Another point to mention over here is, now which the Rambam says, the Torah gave a Knas and both Behemoths are Kodesh, Kipshutin, what the Rambam means to say is, that since his attempt to remove the Kedusha from the first carbon doesn't really work, the first carbon retains its Kedusha, therefore the din will be that the second one does not become Kodesh instead of it, the second one should remain Chulin. And that the Torah gave a Knas, the second one becomes Kodesh as well. There is, however, an interesting Tzad, which the Sasemis mentions later on in Daf Heyam and Beis. Reb Chaim Moizer and the Achiezer Simon Mem Daud quote such a Tzad as well, and that is perhaps the Rambam could be understood differently. And the Rambam says that both of them are a carbon because of this Knas. According to what he means to say is that really the Kedusha does go from the first carbon onto the second carbon. The Torah really does work. The Kedusha is removed from the first animal and it's chal on the second animal. However, the Torah gave her Knas, since the Torah did not want you to remove the Kedusha, so the Torah says that if you did, then the first one will once again become Kodesh. According to this, Basim really, his Maisa did help to remove the Kedusha from the first animal and to be Mechel it onto the second animal. However, the Torah gave a Knas and the Torah was Makdash the first animal again. According to this, it would come out that it's really new Akdasha, it's not the original Kedusha, which the Behemah had all along. This is the Chiddush which the Sfasemis proposes. The Maisa, he himself says that it's Nivre Rochik, that it would seem somewhat far-fetched. And Achiezer as well rejects this Tzad. But Akapana, we should keep in mind that there is a possible Tzad like this, that the Maisa Tzmuri really did work to remove the Kedusha from the first carbon, just the Torah gave a Knas, that the Kedusha is Chal once again. Now another shayla which Achrayim discuss at length, and this is related to the previous point, and that is if we'll assume that really his Maisa Tzmur does not work to take the Kedusha off of the first carbon and place it onto the second carbon, his Maisa doesn't help, as we said, this is the Pashtus. Achrayim discuss how should we look at the Kedusha which is Chal on the second Behemoth, the one that was a Tmura. Do we look at it as a Kedusha which he himself made, just as one is Makdash or carbon, he himself placed the Chalais Kedusha on the animal? So too, the Tmura as well is also a form of Kedusha Sfiv. We look at it as if he himself made the Hagdasha, or do we say that it's not him? The only thing he tried to do is remove the Kedusha from the first one and put it on the second one, and since that didn't work, so it's not his Kedusha Sfiv which made the Kedusha on the Tmura, rather it's a Kedusha which is Chal de Shamayim. The din of the Torah is that the Kedusha is Chal, and there are many Nafkaminas had a look at the Kedusha of the Tmura, if it's a Kedusha Sfiv or a Kedusha de Shamayim. This is another point which Amir Tashem will discuss. Another important point to mention as part of her Hagdoma is that which there is a chilik between a Maisa Tmura and a Maisa of Chilul. The pasuk in the parasha of Tmura, Lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer reisei toiv b'ra'i rabbi toiv, rabbi toiv, the Mishnah explains in Daf Tesa Med Aleph, is referring to a behemah which is a balmum. Even if behemah balmum has the parasha of Tmura, if he says he wants to be memer onto a different animal, so vahi hu t'murasa yeh kodesh, the balmum remains kodesh, and the behemah of Tmura also becomes kodesh. And even though we know that a Balmum has Chilul, if we would try to remove the Kedusha from the Balmum, he would be able to. He could transfer the Kedusha onto money or onto a different animal. So what is the difference? Why is it that Tumur does not work on a Behemoth Balmum? So clearly there's a difference between a Maisa Tzmura and a Maisa of Chilula. The Mishnah in the fifth parak on Daf Chavav Amud Beis explains that his Lashon is different if he's doing a Maisa Tzmura or a Maisa Chilula. The Mishnah says if he says a Lashon, Harei Zu Tachas Zu, or Zu Tzmuras Zu, or Zu Chalifas Zu, so the din is a Rezu Tzmura. These are Lashonis which are understood as a Maisa Tzmura. If, however, he says Zu Mechulelas Al Zu, that's not a Maisa Tzmura, and the Mishnah continues and says, if, however, the behemoth was a Balmum, and used that Lashon of Zu Mechulelas Al Zu, then it's Yosel Lechulin, because that's a Maisa Chilul, and the Kedusha does get transferred to the other behemoth. So you see that dependent on his Lashon, that's what determines which Maisa is being done, whether it's a Maisa Chilul or a Maisa Tzmura. If the carbon is really a Baal Smum, and he did a Maisa Chilul, so he's not over any Lav, he's transferring the Kedusha onto the other behemoth or onto money that works, and the first one is Yotel Lechulin. If, however, use the Lashon of Tmura, even if the carbon was the Baal Smum, still the din is, he's over a Lav, and the din is, Vayuhu Smura Siyye Kodesh, since he was not doing a Chil, he was doing a Maisa Tmura. Now, the Maisa, what is actually the difference between a Maisa Chil and a Maisa Tmura? We understand the Lashon is different, but how exactly is the Maisa different? L'chari would seem to us that he's doing the same thing. What difference does it make which Lashon he's using? So the Achrayim discuss this at length in the Sefer Dvar Shol, which is a very comprehensive Sefer on the entire Masechta from Shol Kosovsky. The Sefer was printed in Tovshin Chav Dalid. The first siman in the Masechta, he delves into this Nakuda, what exactly is the difference between a Maisa Chilul and a Maisa Tzmur. And he explains that a Maisa Pidyon is a way of taking off the Kedusha from a carbon and making a Chulin by buying it off of Hegdash. He's giving money, it works with the regular Gedarm of Kinyan Kesef. If one pays for the monetary value of the carbon, then the Torah says the Kedusha is released as well. The money which he paid has Kedusha's dam and has to be used to buy new carbon, but Al-Kapam, the Ikar Chil is working by paying for the monetary value, buying it off of Hegdash. Usually this cannot be done, only after the carbon became a Balas Mum, the Torah is Mechadish to us, that by paying for the monetary value, the Kedusha is released as well. A Maisa Tzmur, however, is a Hachlofa, like the Lashon of the Pasuk, Lo Yachlifenu. A Hachlofa means there's a behemoth over here which is designated as a carbon. The behemoth is aimed, it's destined to be brought as a carbon Lashem, and he wants to take a different animal and say that this animal will be brought as a carbon instead of the first animal. He wants to replace the first animal, offer something else to be used for that same carbon which the first animal would have been used for. That's a Maisa Chalipin, to take a second item and designate it to be used for the purpose which the first item would have been used for. And this the Torah says, Lo Yachlifenu V'lo Yomer Roisei, this is a lav, even if the first animal is no longer roi for a carbon, it was a Baal Smum. Still the Torah says, Lo Yachlifenu, even Rabbi Toiv, there as well, the din is Vayuhu Smrasa Yiyi HaKodesh. Other Chayim say along the same lines, they say that a Maisa Chil is B'ikur Maisa that's being done in the first behemah, that's where he's focusing his action by removing the Kedusha from the first behemah. The only way to remove it is if the Kedusha goes somewhere else, therefore it has to be placed on money or on a different behemah. But Hakapanam, the main focus of his Maisa is removing the Kedusha from the first carbon. But Shankin, the Maisa of Tzmura, they understand, is B'ikur Maisa that's being done in the second behemah. He's bringing a different behemah to be used for his Chiyiv carbon. Through being Makdish for second behemah, his intentions are that the male of the Kedusha will be removed from the first behemah. This is Tzmura, and this is what the Pasuk says, Vahyuhu is from Rasa Yiyya Kodesh. This is how they explain the Gemara later on, Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. Rabbi Ashi over there says that if a person had a behemoth which is a Baal Samum, and used the Lashon of Zu Tachas Zu, then potentially this Lashon could be explained either as a Maisa Chilul or as a Maisa Tzmura. And he explains, if it's Yodei HaKodesh, if his hand was placed on the original carbon when he said this Lashon, so then his intention is to do a Maisa Chilul. If it was Yodei HaChol, if his hand was placed on the second animal when he used this Lashon of Zu Tachas Zu, then we understand that his intentions are to do a Maisa of Tzmura. The Pshat Rav Ashi is based on this understanding of the Achrinim, that a Maisa Chil is B'ikur Maisa which is being done on the original carbon. Therefore, if his hand is placed on that carbon, when he said Lashon of Zu Tachas Zu, we see that his intentions are to do a Maisa Chilul. If, however, his hand was placed on the second behemoth, that would show that he wants to do a Maisa Tzmura, because a Maisa Tzmura is B'ikur, a Maisa which is being done in the second animal. And if that's where his hand is when he said this Lashon, that would indicate that his intentions are for a Maisa Tzmura. After this Hakdama, we will now begin the Mishnah. Hakol Mamirin Echad Anoshim Vechad Noshim Lo Yish Adam Rashoy Lohomer Eloshim Homer Mumar V'Soyfei Yisrah Arboim. Tosaf here explains why the Mishnah says Echad Anoshim Vechad Noshim based on the Gemara Amud Beis, which tells us Kol HaParsha Kula B'Loshon Zachar Nemro, the Parsha of Tmur in the Torah is written B'Loshon Zachar, therefore the Mishnah has to tell us and Noshim also have the Dinim of Tmura. The Gemara says, "Hagufa kasha, amir kol mamirin, which is mashmal chatchila, v'ado tani loish adam rashoy lohamer, which is mashmal b'di'eved." And this Gemara answers, "El amar v'Yehuda hachik tani, akol matvisa mitzmura echad anoshim ve'echad anoshim, loish adam rashoy lohamer, elashim homer mumar, v'seifik es arboim." Kipshuta, what the Gemara means to say is, this is mashmalis of Rashi here, because the Mishnah is coming to tell us the chiddush that both anoshim and noshim have the parasha of tmura. However, once the Rashi said a loshon of lechatchila, the Mishnah has to continue and clarify that we don't mean that one could be meimer lechatchila, rather b'diavad if you use meimer, the tmura is chal. Rashi in Chul Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Dibur Maaseh Loisha Odom Rashoi, he explains a little bit further. He's bothered. Why did the Tana say a loshon which was mashma lechatchila? Then afterwards he has to clarify that he does not mean to say that one could be meimer lechatchila. It just means to say that he has the ability to make the chalais. So Rashi answers. Loshon ha-tanoim huzeh, this loshon is the preferred loshon of the tanoim, just as we find akol sheichnim, akol seimchim, akol chayovim. The Tana prefers this loshon, and therefore here as well, he begins with this loshon of akol memirin, but afterwards he clarifies that it does not mean to say that one could be memer l'chatchila. Now Tosfos, however, over here, in Dibur Maaseh ha-gufa kasha, he asks an ersega from the Gemara in Chul and Daf Beis, which is mevur, that sometimes the loshon of the Tana of akol kamin l'chatchila, like akol sheichnim, sometimes, however, it means b'diavad, like the Mishnah of Akol Marichim v'Ne'er Rochim, which is the first Mishnah of Maseches Eirchin. If so, Tosfos asks, what was the Gemara's Kasha over here? When the Gemara begins and the Gemara says, Haguf v'Kasha, Amr Akol Mamirin l'chatchila, the Makshin of the Gemara's bother, why does the Mishnah use a Lashon of Akol Mamirin, which means l'chatchila? Then afterwards he tells us that it's only b'diavad. Tosfos asks, the Gemara in Chulin is mavur that Akol does not necessarily mean l'chatchila. So what was the Gemara bothered by over here in the first place? So Tosfos explains, Akarach, what we have to say is, similar to that which the Gemara in Chulin says, that although we do find sometimes the Mishnah uses the Lashon of HaKoil, and it's referring to something which is only B'dievet, that's fine. However, what the Gemara here was bothered by was similar to that which the Gemara in Chulin is bothered by. The Mishnah in the beginning of Chulin begins, HaKol Sheichtim V'Shchitosin K'shera, and the Gemara wants to know what is the Pshat in that Lashon. The Gemara clarifies, the question is, we know that Ika HaKol L'Chatchila V'Ika HaKol D'Yavid, sometimes the Lashon of HaKol is Mashmal L'Chatchila, sometimes B'Di'Yavid. The Gemara asks over there, if the Lashon of HaKol Sheikhin means L'Chatchila, then it's a steer to the next words of the Mishnah. V'Shchitosin K'sher is Mashmal only B'Di'Yavid. And if HaKol Sheikhin is also B'Di'Yavid, Tarti D'Yavid Lomeli, why does Mishnah have to say two consecutive L'Shaynes of B'Di'Yavid? The Gemara over there in Chulin clarifies, what is the Pshat in the Mishnah over there? What is the Lashon of HaKol Sheichtin in the Reisha coming to teach us? What is the Lashon of Shchitos and Ksheir in the Sefer coming to teach us? Ba'akopanim, as far as our Gemara, Tosfos suggests, when the Gemara asks, Haguf HaKasha, Amar HaKol Mamirin L'Chatchila, what the Gemara really means to say is, if HaKol Mamirin is Mashma L'Chatchila, then it will be a steer to the Sefer of the Mishnah, which is Mashma only B'diyevet. And if HaKol Mamirin in the Reisha also is the Lashon of B'diyevet, that would also be difficult, just as the Gemara in Chulin says, as far as the Mishnah over there in Chulin, Tarti d'yevad lomeli, why does the Mishnah have to say two l'shreinis, which are both mashma b'di'evad? This is how Tosfos wants to explain the shakl v'tayr of our Gemara. However, Tosfos then has it difficult, what exactly is Gemara answering? If this is the problem, that the Mamanoshach, if the Mishnah means l'shreinis of l'chatchil, then it's a stira. If the ratio of the Mishnah means l'shreinis of b'di'evad, tarti d'yevad lomeli, how really did we answer this question? So Tosfos quotes the Rashi in Chulin Daf Beis Amud Beis, who's bothered by this problem. Rashi of their quotes our Mishnah, he says, our Mishnah seems to be saying a Lashon of HaKol Mamirin, which would be Mashma L'Chatchila, and that's why the Mishnah has to then clarify that it doesn't mean L'Chatchila, it's only B'diyevid. It doesn't seem to fit with the Sugya and Chulin. There the Gemara does not want to say that the Mishnah is Tani V'Hadar Mefarish, that the Mishnah says Lashon, which would be Mashma L'Chatchila, and then the Mishnah clarifies that it's not L'Chatchila. Now there the Gemara holds that we could use Lashon of HaKol, even if the intention is B'diyevid, and it would not be necessary afterwards to give clarification. Or alternatively, if the Tana wants to use a Lashon which is unequivocal, he wants to make it clear that the din is only B'diyevid, he should have just said a Lashon of Shchitas HaKol K'shera, why did he use a double Lashon? There in Chulin, clearly the Gemara does not want to explain that the Mishnah uses a Lashon and has to explain what it means that one should not make a mistake. And here the Gemara does seem to say such a thing. We use the Lashon of HaKol Mamirin, which would be Mashma L'Chatchila, and then we have to clarify that it does not mean L'Chatchila, it's only B'diyevid. So Rashi over there, Beis and Chulin, answers this question, and he says, over here in Tmura, the main point of the Seifa, Loish Adam Rashay Lahomer Elishim Homer Mumer Vesefa Kisarabayim, is not to clarify what the Resha means. Rather, Akol Mamir in the Resha also is a Lashon of B'diyevet, as the Gemara over there says, sometimes they call Kumin B'diyevet, And if you can ask the question, Tati Diyavid Lomali, so Rashi explains the Ikar Chiddush of the Sefer of the Mishnah is to tell us that one gets Malkus for Tzmura, even though it's a Lav She'ein by Maisa. As we'll see later on Daf Gimel, but Derech Chal, the rule is Lav She'ein by Maisa, ain't like in a Lav. Tzmura is one of the exceptions. That's what the Mishnah is coming to be Mechadish to us. If you hear it's not difficult, Tati Diyavid Lomali. Now, Taisa is over his baller, but that which Rashi says over there in Chulin, and the way Rashi over there in Chulin answers this question, does not fit in the lashon of the Teretz of Agmara. Agmara does not seem to be saying the same thing which Rashi says. Agmara doesn't say anything about the Mishnah being a Chiddush, that you get Malkus even though it's a Lav She'ein by Maisa. Because of this Kasha, Taisa leaves Rashi difficult, and he says a different Teretz to explain, what is the Teretz in their Mishnah, why is it not a problem of Tarti Dievid Lomali? Since, as Taisa explained earlier, the Gemara's kasha over here is really the same kasha that the Gemara asks in Chulin, that a man of shach, if the reisha is lechatchila, then it's a steer between the reisha and the seifa, if it's b'dieved, tarti d'yeved lomali. The Gemara over here really means to ask that same kasha. So when Rashi asks the kasha over there in Chulin, he's really asking the same kasha of our Gemara. Ben Yatam says the reason our Mishnah is not an issue of tarti d'yeved lomali is because in the reisha we chose the lashon of akoma mirin, which is a lishna alima, Taisa says a stronger lashon. That's to tell us an additional chiddush that filu b'mezid hatmur nitveses. Taisus explains that sakadai dechamino arbon bekasti v'kosher. One perhaps would think, how could the carbon be kosher if he's getting malchus for doing this tmura? Therefore, the Mishnah has to tell us that even if he did the tmura b'mezid and he's chayiv malchus, still the carbon is kosher. This is why we chose the lashon of a kol mimirin to tell us this chiddush. So the lashon of a kol mimirin is not a lashon of lechatchila. In that case, it would have been a steer between the reisha and the seifa. It's also not a problem that if it's a lashon of b'diyevet, tarti diyevet lomali, it's coming to tell us this additional chiddush. This pshat, Taisa says, unlike Rashi's pshat and chulin, can fit into the lashon of the Gemara's teretz over here. This is good for what Rabbi Yehuda means to say over here in the teretz of the Gemara, hachik tani. Rabbi Yehuda means that the Reisha is telling us the chiddush of akoma tzvisa b'tmura, that everyone's tmura, even when it's done b'mezid, still the animal is kosher for a carbon. And then again the Tana says the lashon of b'diyevet. The chatchila one cannot be meimer, but b'diyeved echad anoshim v'echad anoshim, the tmura is chal. Now Taisus then continues and he asks Akash on Rabbeinu Tam, that which Rabbeinu Tam is mavur, that there's more of a chiddush in a case where he was meimer b'mezid, that the tmura is chal. From the Gemara later on in Daf Yud Zayin, there the Gemara makes a drasha from the pasuk which says Giyeh. The pasuk in Tmura says Vayahu smrasa Giyeh kodesh, and from the extra word Giyeh we learn the rabbi's shegi k'mezid, even if one did tmura b'shegi, also the din that the tmura is chal. This sechar is a steer to that which Rabbeinu Tam is saying, that mezid is more of a chiddush than shegig. So first Taisus brings b'shem Rabbeinu Baruch, that the Gemara later on in Daf Yudayin, which darshans from the word Yiyah, the rabbi shegig k'mezid, that's not talking about the chalais tmura, rather it's talking about the chiyuv malchus, learning from the pasuk that there's a chiyuv malchus even on a tmura b'shegig. Then Taisus brings Rabbeinu Shimshon, who argues on this. The Maisa Taisus says the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam is, that the Gemara later on in Daf Yudayin is learning from the pasuk of Yiyah, that the tmura is chal. You need an extra pasuk to say that even if he was meimer b'shegig, usually you would have said hegdish b'toyis loyavi hegdish. Just like if the original hakdasha of a carbon is done b'toyis, it's nachal. So too, if he did a tmura b'shegig, also you would think it's nachal. Therefore, we learn from the pasuk of Yiyah that the rabbi shegig kemezid that the tmura is chal even b'shegig. However, as far as whether the carbon l'maisa is kosher, that Taisa says is more of a chiddush that b'mezid is kosher than it is b'shegig. Because when he's meimer b'mezid, we would have said arbam b'kasvei v'kosher, which is lashon of Gemara Menachos Daf Peyalif. You would have thought that how could the carbon be kosher if he's getting malchus for doing the ma'aseh tmura? Therefore, we need the extra chiddush in the Mishnah to tell us that even if the tmura was b'mezid, the carbon is kosher. In other words, Taisus is telling us a yisoid that there would have been a tzad to be mechalik between the chalais tmura and the hechsher of the tmura for a carbon. As far as the chalais tmura, that's more pasher that b'mezid it's chal. For that, you need the extra chiddush or drasha from a pasuk that even b'shegig is chal. However, as far as the ma'aseh being macroed as a carbon, that you would have thought that if the tmura was done b'mezid, it's not kosher for a carbon. You need the extra chiddush of the Mishnah to tell us that it is kosher for a carbon. In other words, it could have been a musig, a concept of a tmura which was chal, yet it's not actually right to be brought as a carbon. Similarly, in the next pshat of Taisus, in the end of Taisus, he quotes b'shem to read a different pshat to explain the lashon of a kol memirin in the Mishnah. The Reed did not like the pshat of Rabbeinu Tam. The Reed says, the Mishnah does not mention anything about shegig or mezid. All the Mishnah says is, ha-kol memirin echad anoshim v'echad anoshim. And therefore, the Reed says a different pshat, and how to understand the teretz of the Gemara. When Rehuda says, hochik tani, what Rehuda means to say is, the reason why the Tana chose to begin with the lashon of ha-kol memirin, which is the lashon alima, is not the pshat because one could be memir l'chatchila, had to tell us this chiddush, that even when an isha is meimer, not only is it tzmur chal, but it's also roi for a carbon. The pshat of the reed is similar to the pshat of Rabbeinu Tam. The Tana chose the lashon of a kol meimerim, which is a lishon alima, to tell us the din that the tzmur could even be brought as a carbon. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we're talking about where it was done by mezid. It's telling us a chiddush that even though he's getting malchus, still it could actually be brought as a carbon. According to the reed, it's telling us a chiddush as far as the tzmur of an isha, that not only is the tzmur chal, as we learn from the pasuk in Homer Yomir, as the Gemara brings over here on Beis of Midbeis, but the Tana is telling us that it's even actually roi for a carbon. Rakhapan, both according to Rabbeinu Tam and according to the Ri, we see a concept of a Maisa Tzmura which works to make a Chalais Tzmura, yet it would still be a Tzad that it's not actually roi to be brought as a carbon. This Lechari would need further Hezber. Once we know that the Tzmura is Chal, why would one think that one cannot be Makrivit? It seems to be Mashma over here that there are two types of Kedushas of Tzmura. There's one Tzmura where the Kedusha is Chal, but it's not roi for Akrava. And there's another type of Tzmura which is Chal, which is roi for Akrava. Ishma, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it would be easier to understand. According to Rabbeinu Tam, when one is Meimer B'mezid, so we could understand that although this full Kedusha is Chal, it's not a different type of Kedusha, it's the same Kedusha as Tzmura, yes, there will be a din which prevents it for Akrava, since the Tzmura was Chal, like the Amais Isser B'mezid. However, that which the Ri says, that there will be a tzad as far as Nashim also, that the Tzmura is Chal, but it's not right for Akrava, that would be more difficult to understand. Although, as the Gemara explains in Amud Beis, we understand there's half meaning to say that there is no Tzmura B'chla by Nashim, since the Lashon of the Pasuk, Imhomer Yomer, is written by Lashon Zachar, and as the Gemara explains here, we're not going to say, Hishva Kosov Ishal Ish L'chol Enshim Shebetera. We understand there is such a Havamina, however, once we have a Drasha which tells us that there is a Tzmur even by Nashim, why would we Mechalik and say that the Tzmur is Chal, but it's a different type of Kedusha? This is Chari, we need further Hezber. So if we take a look at the Gemara later on in the Masechta, the beginning of the third parak, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara over there asks, Minohani Mili, how do we know that one could be Makriv a carbon Tzmura? Taisa over there explains in Dibur Maschon the Keva, he says, although the Pasuk says, Vayahu Smrasa Yiya Kodesh, we still don't know from that Pasuk they can actually be Makriv the carbon Tzmura. For that you need a separate Pasuk, which the Gemara brings a Drosh over there to tell us that one can be Makriv the Tzmura. Like upon we see already from that Gemara, that just because the Torah told us, Vayahu Smrasa Yiya Kodesh, that Kedusha's Tzmura is Chal on the animal, it's still not Muchach that it's Roi for Akrava. However, this will now bring us to a different question, which is asked in the Chedusha Agriz over here in Ersugyo. He asks, and now which the Ri says, that he would have had a half mina that carbon noshim, ahani ribuye vahani miyute, the Miyat would tell us that it's not roi for Akrava, and the Ribu would tell us that the Tmur is Chal. He asks, now which we know Bechlal, that a carbon Tmur is Hukrav, from the Drasha of the Gemara over there in Daf Yudayin Amabez, that's a pasuk which is not written in the Parsha of Tmura, and then the Parsha is Bechu Kaisai, where that pasuk is in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra. In Parshas B'chukaisa, where it talks about Dinei Tzmura, it just says, Vayahu Smrasa Yiyah Kodesh, it does not say that it's Roi La'akrava. If so, the Brisk Rav asks, Bishma, if in the Parsha of Tzmura, it would say two things, that the Kedusha is Chal, and that it's Roi La'akrava, you could say, Ahani Ribuye, Vahani Miyute. The Miyut, from now which the Torah uses Lashon Zachar, that's to tell us that it's not Roi La'akrava. And the Ribuy of Imhomer Yomer, that's to tell us that the Kedusha is Chal. However, since in the Parsha of Tmura it only mentions the Chalais of the Kedusha, it doesn't mention anything about the Akrava, and in that Parsha we have a Ribuy to tell us that Nashim are included, once you know that they're included in the Chalais Tmura, as far as the Din Akrava, which is anyways not written over there, it's written in the beginning of Vayikra, why should we Mechalik over there between Nashim and Anashim? Once we know that even Nashim can make the Chalais Tmura, then it should be Pashat already that their Tmura also has a Din of Akrava. This is the Kasha of the Brisk Rav and the Pshat of the Reintasis over here. And we'll leave this as a kasha. Now I'll continue on to the next sugyo. The Gemara brings the machlekes between Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda about the din of Yerish as far as smicha and tamura. The Gemara explains that which Amish that says a kol meimirin, lashon nakol is la'asuya Yerish. That's like the sheet of Rameir. Rameir holds Yerish semich, Yerish meimir. Rabbi Yehuda argues he holds Yerish einay semich, but Yerish einay meimir. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda both agree that we learn tchilas hegdish and seif hegdish from each other. Rabbi Yehuda holds, we learn from one of the times that it says Karbonai that Yerish is not Seimich. Karbonai is coming to exclude a Yerish. And we learn Tchilas Hegdish from Seif Hegdish. Seif Hegdish is referring to Smicha. Tchilas Hegdish is referring to Tzmura. According to Rabbi Yehuda, since a Yerish does not have Smicha, he does not have Tzmura either. Mashenk in the sheet of Rameir, the Gemara explains further at the bottom of the Omer, Meir dashes from Imhomer Yomir that a Yerish can do Tzmura. V'yalav Seif Hegdish mit Tchilas Hegdish, since he could do Tzmura, he also is Seimich. Taisov over here in Dibur Maschel of Rameir explains why is it going to have to bring a Joshua for Rameir in Homer Yomir Once Rameir argued on the drasha of Karboni of Rabbi Yehuda, which was coming to be Memayit Smicha, Rameir holds it's used for something else. You don't have any drasha to be Memayit a Yerush from Smicha. If you don't have any Makar to be Memayit him from Tmura, you can't say Yalaf Tchilas Hegdish from Seif Hegdish, as Rabbi Yehuda says. So Tosfos explains, if Rameir would not have a drasha of Imhamer Yomer to be Marba a Yerush in Tmura, he would have been masking to the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda to be Memayit from one of the times it says Karboni to be Memayit Smicha. Then you would have said Yalaf Tchilas Hegdish from Seif Hegdish. Once Rameir has a drasha of Imhamer Yomer, which tells us that Yerush has Tmura, then already we go the other way and we say Yalaf Seif Hegdish Mitchilas Hegdish. From there we learn that there is Smicha for Yerush, and therefore we'll have to learn the Pesukim differently. The extra Karboni, which Rabbi Yehuda used to be Memayit Yerush, he'll use for something else. Now, the Gemara does not explain what exactly is this Limud from Tchilas Hegdish to Seif Hegdish. The Gemara does not say that it's a Hekish or Gzeira Shava. What exactly is the basis for this Limud? So there's a Taisus in Menachos Daf Tadi Gimel Omer Aleph, the end of Dibur Maskel Lefi, who explains the Joshua of our Gemara. Taisus over there is bothered by Akasha, and the Auch Gemara over there says, similar to the Auch Gemara says, Bayos, Kala Inye Kula Eilim Medaber Al B'Losh in Zachar. One would have thought that there is no Din Tumur by an Isha, because the Pasuk uses the Lashon of Zachar. And if we need a Joshua from the Pasuk to tell us that there is a Din Tumur by an Isha, as Gemara says here in Amud Beis, either from the Pasuk in Homer Yomir, and according to Mary, that Pasuk is used for a Yerush, see Darshan from the word of Im to be Marben Isha. Ragavam Taisa over there asks, that which the Brisa says, one would have thought that an Isha does not have Tumur because the Parsha is written B'Loshon Zachar, L'chari we could have said for another reason why we would have assumed that Isha does not have Tmura, and that is because Isha does not have Smicha. Like the Mishnah says over there, Menochel Staf Tzad Gimel. The Gemara over there explains what exactly is the Makar, but Al-Kapanim, once we know that Isha does not have Smicha, we should say, Yalaf Tchilas Hegdash Misayf Hegdash, that would be a reason to say that Isha does not have Tmura either, and for that you would have to have a Josh of Imhamer Yomer or the Pasuk of Ve'im. This is the Kasha of Tosis over there, and Tosis answers as follows. He says, the Auch Gemara compares the dinim of Smicha and the dinim of Tmura as far as the Yerush. It's not the pshat that we have some Makar from the Psukim, that the dinim of Smicha and the dinim of Tmura are dependent one on another. Rather, the pshat is, in order for one to have a din of Tmura or the din of Smicha, it has to be that it's considered his carbon. And the question is, and one receives a carbon b'Yerusha, is that considered his carbon? Rabbi Yehuda says, since we see as far as the dinim of Smicha, the pasuk is b'mayit that a Yerush is not Tzemich, that would tell us that it's not really considered his carbon. If it's not considered his carbon, we also know that he cannot be Mamer. And Rameh goes the other way around, since we have a Joshua from a pasuk to tell us that a Yerush can be Mamer, but Esam, what the Torah is telling us is that it's really considered his carbon now. Once you know that it's his carbon as far as Tmura, it would also be considered his carbon as far as Smicha. But Akabam Taisa says there is no Drasha to compare the dinim of Smicha and Tmura. It's just that when it comes to a question whether he's considered the Bailam enough to have the dinim of Tmura and Smicha, that's where we compare the two. And therefore Taisa says as far as the dinim of an Isha, just because we know that the din is that an Isha is not Semich, it has nothing to do with the fact that she's not considered a Bailim, it's Tamak Zera Sekosov, that the mitzvah of Smicha was not given to an Isha, there will be no reason to say that she cannot be Mamer. That's why the Gemara has to say, the only reason why one would think that there is no Tmura by an Isha is because the Pasuk is written in the Balash and Zachar, it's not because we would compare Tmura to Smicha. We find a similar Nidin in the Gemara later on in Amud Beis, the Gemara there has a Shaila about a Goy, whether an Akum could be Mamer. The first thing where has a shayla about a cotton who is a gila ines nadarim. The other where says, even if a cotton shagila ines nadarim can be mamer, what about an akum? And the achrayim ask Akash over here, what would be the tzad to say that an akum can be mamer? We know that an akum does not have a din smicha. That same Mishnah in Menachos Daf Tzadik Gimel, which we mentioned before, Mishnah tells us that a goy is not semich on the carbon. Again, if the sugya is mavur that we compare the dinim of smicha and the dinim of tmura, we should say the same way a goy does not have the din of smicha, he also should not have the din of tmura. This kash is asked by the Birchas HaZevach and the Tzayin Kodshim. And the Shash brings this kash and he says, Nir Deloi Kosher Midi, and he says, this Torah is based on the Tosfos in Menachos. What does that mean to say that the Dinim of Smicha and the Dinim of Tmura are dependent on one another? It's just that when it comes to decide whether it's considered an office carbon in order to be Memer or in order to be Semech, that's where we compare the two Dinim. And if so, this would not be a kasha at all by a Goy. A Goy definitely is the Bayim of the carbon. Elmai, there's some Din that he doesn't have Smicha, that's not a reason to say that he doesn't have Tmura either. This is how the Rosh Hashanah answers the kash of the Birchas HaZevach and the Tzayin Kodshim. The Rosh Hashanah leaves off B'tzarach Yin. Why did these Achronim not mention Taisus in Menachos Tzadi Gimel? As there is, however, right from Taisus over here in Ersugya, Taisus seems to not be going al derech that which he says in Menachos Tzadi Gimel. Taisus over here in the end of Dibur Maschel of Rameir, he asks a kasha. Now Shemua over here says that according to Rameir that Yerush is Seimich. So one of the three times it says Karboni, which Rabbi Yehuda used to tell us that Yerush is not Seimich, According to Rameir, that drasha is extra. And this Gemara says, according to Rameir, Homi Bailei, the rabbi is called Bali Chuvrin L'smicha, that a carbon which belongs to Shutfim, all of them are Seimich on the carbon. And Taisa asks, what is the pshat that three times it says Karbonei, two of them are coming to be Memeit? From Karbonei we learn, Karbonei V'lei Karbon Chaviroi, V'lei Karbon Aviv, and the third one, according to Rameir, is coming to be Marbe, called Bali Chuvrin L'smicha. Why is that we dash from the third Karbonei to be Marbe and not to be Memeit? So Taisa answers this, and he says, since the third Karbonei we're using to be talking about Shutfim, a Karchel Pasik is not coming to be Memeit, because for that you would not need a drosha. Taisus quotes the Mishnah later on in Daf Yud Gimel that Shutfim cannot be Meimer, and Kepshuta what Taisus means to say is that while Darshan will learn Tseif Hegdish from Tchilas Hegdish, just like Shutfim cannot be Meimer, they also cannot be Seimich. Therefore, Akarchach, if we're using the word Karboni to be referring to Shutfim, the Pasuk is not coming to be Memayit, for that you wouldn't need a Joshua, rather it's coming to be Marbe. Here Taisus seems to be a mashmah that we would compare the Dinum of Smicha and the Dinum of Tmura, even as far as other dinim are concerned, and not only as far as the din, whether it's considered his carbon. Taisus and Menachas held that only when it's a question of whether he's considered enough the bailim, that's where we compare the dinim of Tmura and the dinim of Smicha. Here, lecher, when there's a question about Shutfim, it's not a shayla about their bailus, they are the real bailim of this, it's not like a Yerusha. Here, Stam is the shayla whether Shutfim have the dinim of Tmura or the dinim of Smicha. Why should we compare one to the other? This Taisus Chard does not seem to fit with the Taisus and Menachas. Perhaps this was the Makar of the Achronim, the Berachas HaZevach, and the Tzayin Kachim, to ask their cash on the Gemara over here on Amud Beis, the Pshaz they saw in Er Taisus, that Taisus did not hold of the Taisus in Menachas, and that Tchilas Hegdish and Seif Hegdish are compared one to another, not only as far as when there's a question if he's considered enough the Bailim, and as far as other Dinim are concerned as well, there is some limit which tells us that the Dinim of Tzmur and the Dinim of Smicha are dependent one another, and therefore Taisus held as far as the question of Shutfim also we could compare one to another. That's why the Achronim asked the Amud Beis, we should use the same drasha as far as a guy as well, to tell us that once he doesn't have smicha, he does not have tmura either. However, perhaps we could suggest that Taisus Bayas does not have to be a steerer to Taisus in Menachas. Perhaps we could explain Taisus Bayas understood that which the Mishnah tells us later on in that Fiyud Gimel, that Shutfim cannot be Meimir, but learn that from that which the Pasuk says, Loshon of Yochid, Lo Yachlifenu, Lo Yomer Oisai, it's a Loshon of Yochid in the Pasuk. From there we learn that only a Yochid is Taisus tmura, and not Shutfim. Perhaps Taisus Bayas understood, the pshat is, what we're really learning from the Pasuk is that he's not considered enough of a bailim in order to be Meimer, if he has another partner who owns the carbon together with him. So in truth, this is also a question about the bailis of the carbon. A partial bailis is perhaps not enough to be Meimer, and from there we learn the same way a partial bailis is not enough for Tmura, it's also not enough to be Seimich. That which the Torah says that a bailim is Seimich on the carbon would also only be if he has a full bailis. Once he already has a shutif in this carbon, his bias is not enough to give him a din of smicha. This svara will need further clarification. Is this really the pshat why Shutfim did not have tmura? It's because they don't have a full bias in the carbon. Now, continue on to another point. The Gemara over here brings that according to Yehuda, the three times it says karboni in the psukim are coming to be memayit, karboni v'lei karbon oviv kechavim, karboni v'lei karbon chaviroi, and karboni v'lei karbon oviv. Taisus over here in Dibur Maschil, karboni asks Akasha, why do we need this drasha to be memayit a goy from smicha? We have a different drasha. In the parasha of smicha, it says the words b'nei Yisrael. In the Gemara Darshan, b'nei Yisrael seimchim ve'in ayiv kechavim seimchim. This is the Gemara Menachos Daf Tzadik Gimel. So why do we need this drasha over here, karboni, to tell us karboni v'lei kavir ayiv kechavim? We know already from that which it says b'nei Yisrael. So Taisus answers this question and he says, if we would only have that drasha of b'nei Yisrael, we would have said that a goy himself cannot do smicha. However, his carbon does require smicha. Therefore, the din would be that the kainim would do smicha on behalf of the goy. For that reason, we have this drasha over here, karboni, to tell us, she'in karbon oiv kechavim smicha klal, a karbon of a goy does not have any smicha bechlal. Meaning, not only does he himself not do smicha, no one has to do the smicha on behalf of him. Now, the problem with this is, once Taisus is explaining that Agamar does not mean to be excluding that the goy himself does not do smicha, rather Agamar is telling us that no one has to do smicha on behalf of the goy, then why would we need a separate drasha of karboni v'lei karbon oiv kechavim? Once the Pasuk already tells us, Karboni v'lei karbon chaviroi, that one person cannot do smicha on someone else's carbon, if even a Yisrael cannot do smicha for a different Yisrael, surely over here a Yisrael should not be able to do smicha on behalf of the goy. Why would we need a separate drasha of Karboni v'lei karbon oiv kechavim? So in truth, the Gemara of Hamshach does have such a tzad, when the Gemara was bothered, where does Rabbi Yehuda know l'ravis bali chuvrin l'smicha? According to the Yibayis Eimah, the Gemara says, Karbon oiv kechavim b'karbon chaviroi michad kronafka. You don't need two psukim for carbon chaveri and carbon evin kechavim, you can learn it out of one pasuk. However, it would still remain difficult, according to the first malach of the Gemara in the Havamina, Why do we think that you need two different psukim for Kavan Chaveri and Kavan Oivikai Chavim? So the Chayla tells to this would be, and this is Mavur and the Shita Mekabetz is over here in Ois Chav Gimel, if you would not have two different psukim, one to be made Kavan Chaveri, one to be made Oivikai Chavim, if you only have one pasuk, you would have said that's coming to exclude that Yisrael cannot do smicha on behalf of a guy. But for Yisrael to do smicha on behalf of a different Yisrael, you would still think that he can do smicha. For that reason, we need two psukim. In other words, in Echanami, if we would know clearly that Yisrael cannot do smicha on a different Yisrael's carbon, then surely we would also know that Yisrael cannot do smicha for a guy. But if we'd only have one pasuk, we would say it's talking about a guy. We wouldn't know the din that one Yisrael cannot do smicha for a different Yisrael. Now, according to this Cheshvim, we have to say that the Yibayisayim of the Gemara, which does say that if it would only be one word karbani, you would be able to learn both Avikachavim and Karban Chaveri. The question would be, if there's only one karbani, maybe it should only be talking about Karban Avikachavim, and we wouldn't know Karban Chaveri. Akarach, the Yibayisayim holds, once we have a pasuk telling us that the Baalim himself has to do smicha, one person cannot do smicha on someone else's karban, then already we would know both by Nakam and by Yisrael that this din is true. There would be no svar to be mechalik between them. We wouldn't be able to say that only by an akum, a Yisrael cannot do a smicha on his carbon, mashenkin for a different Yisrael's carbon. He would be able to do smicha. If the Yisrael is true that smicha has to be done dafka in the day of the Bailim, there would be no svar to be mechalik between them. However, according to the way the Gemara understood originally with Asher Yehudo, that you do need two different psukim for an akum and for achirim, and the way Taisus is explaining, it's not the pshat because you would think that the guy himself could do smicha. That way we know from the words of B'nai Yisrael. Rather, we would think that a kohen does the smicha for the guy. A karach, there is a svar to be mechalik between them, and if you wouldn't have the extra karbonai, you'd only have the one to be made a carbon of a guy, you would have said that one can do smicha on a different Yisrael's carbon. The lashon of Taisus over here is, Mishamachi Yisra karbonai loimar she'im be carbon oivik echavim smicha klal. The lashon of Taisus is that a carbon of akum does not have smicha bechlal. The mashmais of Taisus is that the joshua of karbonai of loy carbon oivik echavim is telling us that a carbon of an akum is different, it doesn't require smicha bechlal. So it's not the trap the Torah is telling us that one person does not do smicha on someone else's carbon if he's a guy. Rather, the carbon itself does not require smicha. In other words, it's a different type of carbon. The dinim of smicha are only required for a carbon of a Yisrael, not for the carbon of an akum. In other words, what Taisus is telling us is that there are really two different dinim. There's one din of B'nai Yisrael where we learn B'nai Yisrael Saimchim Ve'ino Yukachavim Saimchim. That pasuk would tell us that a guy is not a person who is ready for smicha. You would still think that his carbon requires smicha, and someone else would do the smicha for him. Now we have the Joshua telling us, "Ein b'karbon oivik echavim smicha klal." The carbon of a guy does not have a din of smicha. If so, we understand that even after we have the Joshua of karboni v'lei carbon oivik echavim, you would not know karboni v'lei carbon chaveroi. You would say that which a Yisrael does not do smicha on behalf of the guy is not a shot because one person cannot do smicha on someone else's behalf. It has nothing to do with the fact that he's not a bailim. That it's because there is no requirement for smicha on a carbon of an akum. But a carbon of a Yisrael, which does require smicha, you would still think that one person can do smicha on someone else's carbon. For that, you need the joshua of carboni v'lei carbon chaveri, that would tell us that smicha is dafka bebailim. There is, however, ha'ara we can ask on this, and that is, according to the way we're understanding Tosfos, the joshua of carboni v'lei carbon oivik echavim tells us that a carbon of a goy does not require smicha. This is besides that which we learn from the pasuk of B'nai Yisrael, that the guy himself is not ready for smicha. After that joshua, we would still think that maybe someone should do it for him. For that reason, we need karboni v'lei karbon oivik echavim, that his karbon does not require any smicha bechlal. However, when we get to the Yibayisayim of the Gemara, the Yibayisayim says of Dastar Behuda that karbon oivik echavim and karbon chaveroi, you can learn from one pasuk. That joshua lechari would be that one person cannot do smicha on someone else's karbon since he's not the bailim. For that reason, we can learn both karbon oivik echavim and karbon chaveroi from the same pasuk. But both a carbon of a guy and a carbon of a Yisrael, someone else cannot do the smicha on their behalf. According to the Yibayisayim Malachar, it should come out that it's not the pshat that a carbon of a guy does not require smicha. If that's what we're learning from the pasuk, then it wouldn't be possible to learn both carbon oivik echavim and carbon chaveroi from the same word karbonoi. A karach, that's not the drasha. Rather, be'etzem, in theory, a carbon of a guy maybe would require smicha. Just practically, it's not possible, since the guy himself cannot do smicha, as Taisus brings. That's the joshua of B'nai Yisrael Samechim, Be'ino Avik Echavim Samechim. The guy cannot do smicha himself. And for someone else to do the smicha for him, that we learn from this joshua of Karbonoi, that the Baim himself has to do the smicha. The Mela would come out that the carbon of a guy does not have any smicha. The har, however, on this would be that perhaps there is a case where it would be possible to have smicha on the carbon of a guy. The Sasemis and Menochos Daf Samachal from Adbiz discusses such a case. What would be in a case where a guy was mafish a carbon, and afterwards, before he had a chance to be marked with the carbon, he was misgayer, Now he's going to bring the carbon after he's already yigid. So the Sfasema says, since the Joshua of Karboni is telling us to be made a carbon of a guy that doesn't require smicha, which is the way we learned in Taisus over here, if so, if he was mafresh the carbon as a guy, so it gets the status of a carbon of a guy, even if when eventually he brings it, he's bringing it as a Yisrael, the Chayin also should not have a din of smicha. If, however, it's only a technical question how the carbon of a guy can have smicha, as we said, a guy himself cannot do smicha, as the Pasuk says, B'nei Yisrael Seimchim, and someone else also cannot do smicha on behalf of him, it has to be dafka the bailim, then in this case, although when he was mafresh the carbon he was a guy, when he comes to bring the carbon now he's already a Yisrael, so the Chayin, he himself, who is now a Yisrael and can do the mitzvah of smicha, should be able to be Seimich on this carbon. This Sechai will be an afkamina between whether we say the pshat is Karbani tells us that the carbon of a goy does not have a din smicha bechlal, if that's the case, and even if he's bringing it as a Yisrael, since they got the status of a carbon akum when he was mafresh it, it will not have a din smicha. If, however, Be'etzim, a goy's carbon does have a din smicha, that's an issue of practically who's going to do the smicha, then in this case, when he's bringing it after he became a Yisrael already, now he should be able to do the mitzvah of smicha on his carbon. This would seem to come out of nafkamina between how you learn the Joshua of Karbonai, however the Maisa would be difficult, because the Gemara is not mashma, there's nafkamina between the two Mahalchim. Kipshita, the Ibai Seim is just telling us that you could learn both dinim, carbon chaveri and carbon akam, from the same word Karbonai. The Gemara is not mashma, there will be an actual nafkamina between whether you learn the Joshua the first way, that there's two different Karbonais, one for carbon akam and one for carbon chaveri, as opposed to if you learn the second way, that they're both learned from the same Karbonai. Now I'll continue on to the Indian of Noshim doing Tmura. The Gemara Nomar Beis tells us that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Josh of Vim Homer Yomer, the extra word, which Shemer used to tell us that a Yerush could be Meimer, Rabbi Yehuda tells us, the Rabbi says Seisha, as the Raisa says, the future call Indian Kulu, Einem Medaber al Lashon Zachar, the Psukim in the Parsha of Tmura speak with Lashon Zachar, the Pasuk says, Lo Yachlifenu v'lo Yomer Risoy. How do we know that Isha also has Tmura from the extra word, from that which it says Vim Homer Yomer? The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, according to her mayor, he learned it from the extra Vav, and Rabbi Yehuda, V'im loy darsh, he doesn't darsh an extra Vav. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara asks, Bein Remeir, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, why do we need a special Joshua to tell us that an Isha has Tmura? We have a Klal, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Merav, V'chein Taner Dibar Rabbi Shmuel. We learn from the Pasuk, which says, Isha, Isha, Ki Yasu, Mikol Chata, Sa'odom. We learn Hishva, Kosov, Isha, Lish, L'chol Einchim, Shibataira. If so, why do we need a Joshua over here to include Noshim and Tmura? And that the Gemara answers, and here there are two Gersais in the Gemara. The Gersa that we have Bifaninu, Hanimi the Einish to Shavah Bein B'yachid Bein B'tzibur, Aval Hocha Kivan the Einish Ashena Shavah B'kolhu, Tmur only applies by a carbon of a Yachid, not a carbon of Shutvin. There you would think that Isha is not included. In other words, this Drasha of Hishva, Kos of Isha L'ish, the Chalanshin Shabbatayr would not apply in a case which is Einish Shavah B'kol. That's the Gersa that we have Bifaninu. Rashi brings a different Gersa. Hanimili lav sheyesh by Maisa, since the lashon of the pasuk is ish ayisha kiyasu, therefore we know dafka something which has a Maisa, Tmur which does not have a Maisa, you would think is not included in this drasha to be mashva isha l'ish. Therefore, since the lashon of the pasuk when it speaks about Tmur is beloshen zachar, we would think the parasha of Tmur only applies to zacharim. Now, kafuta it would seem, and this is the mashmaisa of Rashi, the nidin of the Gemara whether the parasha of Tmur was given to Noshim is not a shaila specifically as far as the chi of Malkus for Tmura. Rather, it's about the parasha of Tmura in general. In other words, we say that the whole ability to make the chalais Tmura is only said for Anoshim and not for Noshim. If an Isha is Memer, the Tmura is not Chal, and therefore there is no chi of Malkus either. Rashi, at the top of the Omer in Dibur Maschel, as the Isha, Rashi says, She Tmurasa Tmura Velakim Isham Lavd Lo Yomir. Rashi is mavur that the Nidin of the Gemara is not only about the Malkus, rather it's about the chalais Tmura as well. And Rashi again, Behemshech and Dibur Maschal Loilakyo, in the Teretz of the Gemara, where the Gemara says you would have thought that the Josh of Hishva, Kosov, Ishalish, the Chalanchin, Shebatero, does not apply to Tmur because Tmur is not Shove, Bein B'yochid, Bein B'tzibur, and the Lashon of the Gemara is Isha Namiki Avdel Loilakyo, Kamash Malon. Rashi says, in Dibur Maschal Loilakyo, Dim Hemir, Tmuro, Seina Tmuro, Rashi seems to be explaining, according to the Gersa that we have in Rashi, that the reason you would have thought that there is no Malkus is because her Tmur is not Chal. In other words, the Chi of Malkus is a result of the Tmur being Chal. If there's a Havamina that the Tmur of an Isha is not Chal, since she's not included in the Parasha, the male will be no Chi of Malkus. And the Gemara says, Leilakyo, the Gemara really means to say that the Tmur is not Chal. Kamash Mulan, that we have a Joshua to tell us that the Tmur is Chal, and then already Mamela she would also get Malkus. The Shittim Kobetzas in Eiz Vov, Also, in those words of the Gemara, Ishanami ki avdalai laika kamash malon, the Shitim Gwetas in Ashmotis, he says clearly what the Gemara really means to say is not only that there will be no chiv malchus, rather that the tumura would not be chal, kamash malon, the tumura is chal. Rabbi Nagershon as well, and the Maschal Masay Feinul the Rabbis, is also mashm like this. The Iker Nidin of the Gemara is not as far as the malchus, the Iker discussion is as far as the chalois tumura. And Tosis as well, in Amar Aleph, in the end of Vibar Maschal Hagufa, he quotes over there the Joshua of the Gemara, Imhomer Yomer, the Rabbi says Anoshim, and the Lashon of Tosis over there is, Hani Ribuyalash Meinon, the Tmuras Noshim Kadshi. When Tosis refers to the Gemara in Amar Beis, which dashens from the Pasuk, the Noshim do have Tmura, the way Tosis quotes it, is that we're learning from the Pasuk that the Tmura of Noshim is Niskadish, he doesn't mention the Malkus. According to Tosis also understanding, when the Gemara over here says, the Havmin will be that there is no Chiv Malkus, Kamash Mul, that there is, the focus is really not about the Chiv Malkus, the focus is about the Chalois Tmura. The Havmin would be that the Tmura of Noshim is not Chal, Kamash Mul, that it is, then Rady Mameel, there would also be Chiv Malkus. The problem, however, with learning this way is, it's difficult to understand what is the Gemara's Kasha in the first place. The Gemara's bother, why do we need a Drasha to tell us that Noshim have Tmura, the Chayr we should learn that from now which we have a Klal, Hishva Kosav Isha Le'ish, Lechal Einshin Shebetayra. That's a cloud that all Yisurim in the Torah, the Isser along with the Einish, is equally on men and women. However, over here, where there's a specific reason to say that when an Isha is Meimer, she should not be over any Isser, and she shouldn't get Malkus, and that reason is because the Chalois doesn't work at all. When she tries to be Meimer, nothing is Chal. And Mela, we would also understand that she's not over any Isser, and she doesn't get Malkus. So if there's a half minute to say that the Chalois Tumur doesn't work by a woman, how could Gemara ask on that from that which we have a klal, Hishva Kosav Isha Le'ish, L'chal Einshin Shebetayra? The way we have to explain over here is, the Gemara's kash is, just like we find the other Yisurim in the Torah, although they're written by Lashon Zachar, since we have a klal Hishva Kosav Isha Le'ish, so Lashon Zachar is Lav Dafka, and the Isser along with the Malkus is equally both on men and women, so to hear as well, where the Pasuk says a Lashon of L'yach L'fenev L'yomer Oisai, which the Gemara says, that's by Lashon Zachar. For that reason, you would think that the Chalais Tmura cannot be Chal Alagdei in Isha. And this Gemara asks, the same way as far as other Yisurim in the Torah, although they're written B'Loshon Zachar, we have a cloud to tell us that they also apply to women. The woman is over the Isra and she gets Malkus. Here as well, in the parasha of Tmura, although it's written B'Loshon Zachar, Lo'yach Lifenev Lo'yomer Oisai, we should use this cloud of Hishva Kosav Isha Le'ish to tell us that it applies to Nekevis as well. And the pshat will be, the klal will be a general rule, anytime there's a lashon of Hazhara, anytime there's a pasuk which is written in the lav form, even if it's with lashon zachar, it includes nekevis as well. And if we're here, even though theoretically there would be reason to say that nekevis is not over the iser, she doesn't get malchus because the chalais is not chal, once we have this drasha, and this drasha tells us that the lashon zachar is lav dafka, the Torah does not mean to exclude nekevis. Whenever we find a lashon of a lav, the lashon zachar is lav dafka, if Noshim will be included here as well, they'll be included in the Chalais Tmura and the Isra Tmura along with the Einish as well. Hakapan, the main point that we're stressing over here is, we're learning the Sugyo, the Pashtus of the Rishainim is, the Nidin really is as far as the Chalais Tmura, not as far as the Malkus. The Malkus is a result. Meaning, if when an Isha is Meimer, the Tmura is Nachal, a male there would be no Chiv Malkus. Again, this was the Mashmais of Rashi in Dibur HaMaschil, Leilakya, he says, the Imhemira Tmura Sa'ina Tmura, the reason why she would not get Malkus is because when she's Meimer, the Tmura is not Chal. And this, however, would not be like that which we find in the Shita of the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tmura. The Rambam Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says clearly that Tzibur and Shutvim, although if they're Meimer, there is no Chalois Tmura, still there is a Chiv Malkus. The Shita of the Rambam is that the Isser Tmura and the Malkus of Tmura is not dependent on the Chalois Tmura. So although a carbon of Shutvim or a carbon Tzibur, when one is Meimer, there is no Chalois Tmura, still the one who is Meimer is Eiver and Isser, and he gets Malkus. This would not be like that which would be Medaik in the Rashi over here. Rashi says the reason why an Isha would not get Malkus if she's Meimer is Gufa because the Tmura is not Chal. Rashi would seem to hold that the Chiv Malkus is dependent on that which the Tmura was Chal. The Ram Melchari would have to learn our Gemara differently. The Ram would know when the Gemara says that there is no Chiv Malkus, when an Isha is Meimer, is not because the Tmura is not Chal. Rather, since she's Nismai from the Parasha, she's Nismai both from the Chalais Tmura and from the Einish of being Meimer. Both are true, but it's not that one is dependent on the other. It is possible to get Malkus for Tmura even if the Chalais does not work. Now, Derech Agav, we should just add further that the Lecha Mishnah over there, on that Ram in the beginning of Hilchos Tmura, he says, Akarchel Ram was not Geiris, like the Gersa that we have Bifaninu in the Gemara. According to the Gersa that we have, the Gemara says Befeirish that Tmur is an Einish, which is not Shava B'yachid U'B'tzibor. According to the Rambam, that's not true. According to the Rambam, even a carbon tzibor or a carbon shutfim does have the Einish of Tmura. Lach Mishnah says, according to the Rambam, was Gersa, like the Gersa of Rashi over here, that it's Lav She'im by Ma'isa. For that reason, you would think that we don't say Hishva Kosav Ishal Ishal Chal Einchin Shebetayra. Now, Nagoy Sagro, however, on this Rashi, Divar Maschol Loilakyo, he makes a change in the Girsa of Rashi. He changes just one letter of Rashi, but that one letter makes all the difference. Instead of De'im Himira Tumuras Eina Tumura, which would be mashma that the reason why she does not get Malkus is because the Tumura is Nachal, and in that case Rashi would not fit with the Shita of the Rambam, he changes the Dalet to a Vav, and Rashi says Loilakyo, Ve'im Himira Tumuras Eina Tumura, if the Girsa is with the Vav, then it's not an explanation. It's not that the reason why there's no Malkus is because the Tumur is Nachal. Rather, Rashi is just adding another factor. Both are true. That without the Joshua of Imhamer Yomer to be married by Noshim, you would have said that Noshim are Nismay from Tumura, both from the Malkus and from the Chalois Tumura. Rashi is just adding, it's not only the Malkus that it would have been Nismay from, she also would have been Nismay from the Chalois Tumura. And Chayr, it's more than that. You could say that what Rashi means is, once Isha is nismayit from the Malkus because she doesn't have the love, the male she also doesn't have the chalais tmura, al derech that which we find in the Gemara later on, the Gemara is attached to say that since the katan does not have the inish of Malkus, therefore the katan also is not able to make the chalais tmura, as Rashi says later on, Dibur Maschol Loi Mitvis, Rashi says, since the Pasuk tells us, Loyachifen of Loyomer Oisai, then Behemshach it says, Vahyahu Smurasa Yeh Kodesh, we learn man de isa b'chal lo yachlifen of lo yomer kegoyin bar einshim. Someone is included in the first half of the pasuk. They have the lav and the einish isa nami b'chal vahiu smurasi yakodesh. They also have the second part of the pasuk that the chalais is chal. Katan who does not have the einish, he doesn't have the first half of the pasuk. He doesn't have the chalais tmuri either. Here as well, Vashi would mean since an isha does not have the lav of tmura, since the pasuk is written with lashon zachar, and here you wouldn't apply the rule of hishva kosav isha leish the chal einshin shebetayra. Since she doesn't have the love, the rule is whoever doesn't have the love of Loyachlifenu also does not have Vayu'u Smrasa Yiyah Kodesh. Hakapam, according to this change in the Girsa of Rashi, it would be the opposite. According to the Girsa that we have before Neinu, the din of Malkus is a result of the din of the Chalais Tmura. And Rashi would be saying that since Isha does not have the Chalais Tmura, Mamela also she doesn't have the Malkus of Tmura. According to the change of the Goyin will be learning Rashi the opposite. What it starts with is that she doesn't have the love. With the real, it could be possible to have Malkus even if she does not have the Chalois. Once she's Nismay from the Lav, she doesn't have Loyachlifen of Loyomer Oiso. Also, there is no Chalois Tmura, she doesn't have Hoyahu Smurasa Yiyah Kodesh. According to this Mahalach, the Rashi would not be a seer to the Rambam. Rashi could hold a derech the Rambam. And we should just add another point over here. Although, as we quoted Rashi later on, Rashi's Mavur, the one who's not included in the Lav of Loyachlifenu, is also not included in that which it says, Hoyahu Smurasa Yiyah Kodesh. For that reason, the katan who doesn't have the lav doesn't have the chalois. According to the shita of the Rambam, and as we're suggesting, according to the Pshat and the Goyin, Rashi can hold this way as well. We don't mean to say that the iser and the chalois are always dependent one on the other. It only works in one direction. If you don't have the iser, if you don't have leach lifenu, then you don't have the hemshich of the pasuk either. V'hayuhu smurasa yiyah kodesh. However, if you don't have v'hayuhu smurasa yiyah kodesh, if you don't have the chalois smura, like by tzibur and shutfim, it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have the lav. According to the Rambam, there is Chiv Malkus by Tzibur and Shutfim, even though there is no Chalais Tmura. So in other words, the second half of the Pasuk is dependent on the first half of the Pasuk, but not the other way around. It's possible to have the first half of the Pasuk, the Lav of Leach Lifenu with the Chiv Malkus, even if you don't have the second half of the Pasuk, even if the Tmura is not Chal.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.